Verse of the day for June 10th from Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. I'm Phil Ware, and today's message is an important one, but a very challenging message to obey. How can I forgive someone who has grievously sinned against me? Maybe the better question ought to be, how can I not forgive a brother or sister for whom Christ died just as He died for me? How can I withhold that from others? In addition to our verse today, the Holy Spirit emphasizes this principle several times in the New Testament scriptures. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. These words from Jesus are powerful, but He even further dramatized the importance of this principle in the parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18. So, how do we live into this principle? How do we obey it? Many of us have had people who have sinned horribly against us. Part of the answer lies in recognizing the enormous gift of forgiveness and salvation. And when we do that and recognize the grace we've received, we should be willing to extend grace. In addition, we tap into the power of the Holy Spirit as followers of Jesus. And we can ask for the Spirit to produce godly fruit in us that helps us forgive. We trust that while we may not have it in us to forgive on our own, with God, all things are possible. Let's pray. Holy Father, I commit today to release any grudge or bitterness that I have against one of your children. I am sorry for not reflecting your grace and mercy more. Please empower me as I commit to following Jesus' example of forgiving. Through Jesus, I pray. Amen.